Talking gardening on this programme, and last night it was Gardener's World on the telly on a Thursday night. I wasn't sure why it was on a Thursday, and I know that the last time it was moved to a Thursday it was because for the 100 cricket, and I've just got the TV schedule for tonight, and yes, it's more cricket again. International T20 cricket tonight on BBC Two from 5:30 until 10 o'clock tonight. So that's why Gardener's World was on the telly last night. So hopefully, by us giving you a bit of a heads up yesterday on the programme, you're able to watch that. Adam Frost was hosting last night from his garden in Lincolnshire. So there were lots of bits of tips and advice on there last night. He tipped out his potatoes that we've been growing in a tub, and they look pretty good, to be honest with you. So we're continuing the gardening theme today by having a catch-up with Jonathan Shepherd, who's a Lincolnshire gardener. And he sent me a note the other day to say, since we last spoke, I've been awarded the National Plant Collection of Cosmos. And it pricked up my ears and eyes because we've actually started growing some cosmos on one of our allotment plots. So I thought we'd have a chat this afternoon. Jonathan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. When did you start growing cosmos?
Oh, crikey. I've always liked cosmos. I've always liked gardening. And it was only when we actually moved to Lincolnshire and got a bigger plot that I, you know, started thinking about what could I do with it. So I've always been interested, and that's kind of where the idea about doing these national collections came about, because I thought, well, you know, I got involved with a charity called Plant Heritage who award these things, and in my mind I thought, well, what's the worst that can happen? I have a go, they're not very good, and they don't award them to me.
So, I mean, it's amazing. I don't know what it's been like for you, but I've never had cosmos like it. It seems to have been a good year.
Yeah, it's interesting because, as I say, with the National Collection, I try and grow all the different cultivars. So it's a learning experience for me in the sense that this National Collection has only existed for 2 years. And as you will know, that come the frost, come winter, they'll all die because they're treated as an annual in this country. So all of a sudden, this collection ceases to exist again. So, you know, I'm learning about how different cosmos actually come into flower far quicker than other sorts. Some are very much taller than others. So that's been quite fascinating talking to the public when I took them to RHS Hampton Court Flower Show, because some people hadn't even seen any of the taller cosmos. But yeah, as a year, it's been challenging for me because I had to get them into flower for early July, and that was quite hard with the kind of grey, damp, wet spring that we had. But as we know, that they'll grow all the way till the frost come in October, November. So all of a sudden, people are saying, look, they're looking wonderful.
I've seen other people's flowers, never really grown Medi myself, but I think we must be growing the taller ones because ours are sort of chest height, really, sort of 4 to 5 feet, that sort of height by the time you've got the flower on the top. But they are wonderful colours, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, absolutely. I think it, you know, opens the arguments about, I know people are often now very worried with regards to the environment, because cosmos aren't a native, and some people are very scared of now growing non-natives because they think that all non-natives are invasive, and that's actually not true. Cosmos have been in this country for 200 years. The other plant I grow, which is hollyhocks, they've been in this country for 500 years, both non-native, although people almost see them as this traditional cottage garden plant.
We didn't know whether we'd get many flowers because I don't know what you do, but I didn't know because we hadn't grown many. As I say, we'd got the seedlings and literally I started nipping them out to make them a bit more bushy. And I seemed to get an awful lot of foliage this year. And I thought, oh, dear, I've actually done too much nipping out. But actually, all of a sudden, later into the summer, they've gone into flower and they look magnificent.
Well, there's two tips on that. One is because they're native of Mexico, they're used to kind of dry, poor soil conditions. So sometimes people overlook cosmos and give them too much high nitrogen feed, which gives you amazing kind of foliage and then not many flowers. Right. The other thing that's trickier to overcome is cosmos are what is known as a short day flower. So their preference is to flower when the hours of sunlight is less than 14 hours. So that's our autumn. So to overcome that, there's various things, one of which the breeding of the seed for the UK market should take that into account. But secondly, sometimes if you sow them earlier and get a more robust plant, let's say in February, March, it overcomes that and will flower earlier rather than people really worry and then they'll start to flower now. But it's because that's when actually the plant prefers to flower because of this short day nature of it.
So they should keep going well into the autumn then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Until say that, then you know, just keep deadheading. You've got to love deadheading if you like cosmos. keep pinching the flowers off once they're done. An alternative, if you don't like that, the benefit is, although they won't come true, that they produce so many seeds that if you collect the seeds, you know, they won't all come true to the parent plant, but you should never have to buy cosmos seeds again.
Just thinking then, now that you've been awarded the National Plant Collection, does that mean you've got to have as many variety then of cosmos in your collection?
It's a balance. So there are national collections of everything, and I would encourage, you know, if people are interested in it, to think about it, because there aren't enough national collections in Lincolnshire, to be honest. But, so, for example, there'll be a national collection of sweet peas, and we'll know that, I guess, throughout history, there's probably been 7,000 named cultivars. There's no way on earth that that person can grow all those. So I've had to go and research and identify as many cosmos bipinnatus, which is the ones that I'm specialising in, as many of those cultivars as possible. So I've got between 60 or 70. And then what happens, and this happened this year, a brand new cultivar comes onto the market. So I have to get in touch with the company that's bred it and say, can I get some of your seed? So I was one of the first to grow one called Pink Mosaic and took it to Hampton Court. Now, that seed will be then widely available to everyone this coming year. And companies will be bringing to the market newly bred cultivars all the time.
Do you take your own seed as well, or do you not? Yes. Do you have to get new seed from companies each year?
Yes. So for me, it's a mixture of both. So one of the purposes of a national collection is essentially to protect cultivars from going extinct. And what can happen is if something literally falls out of fashion, a big seed company will stop supporting it, and that thing can become extinct. And I guess the purpose of a national collection is, you know, seeing that actually that's a shame. So part of my role is also trying to get to grips with isolating seeds, so to ensure some of the flowers don't get pollinated by the bees, and I pollinate them myself, and to keep a supply of seed. Now, for some of the cultivars, I don't need to do that because I know that, for example, a Cosmos Purity is widely available, and if I wanted to refresh my stock of seed, I can go and purchase that. But alternatively, there are ones that may become rare that I'm suddenly the protector of that plant.
And what was that new one that you said is going to be available next year?
It's Pink Mosaic. I wouldn't say it if I didn't think it was true. I think it's amazing. It's an upright, it's not too tall a cosmos. The flowers are upright. It starts white and actually turns pink, and it looks like the rain's touched it. It looks almost, which is why it gets the mosaic name. I think it's quite an amazing plant.
I've made a note. I'll be looking out for that one, I can tell you. You mentioned your other passion, and that is hollyhocks, a game which I love. How have they been doing this year?
It's interesting because that collection's slightly older. I had that collection first, and it's done fine. It's not struggled too much with the rust. The struggle I've got, and it comes back to the question you asked about specific cultivars, is because they have a propensity to want to self-seed everywhere, and because we did a flower show last year, I'm having to tidy up where new plants have obviously self-seeded, and they're not the cultivar that it should be in the individual bed. So that needs a bit of work from me, but they've done really well. Mine and ours are well into producing their seed again, so it's the time of year where I get really itchy, because hollyhocks become quite itchy when you're collecting all the seed and you get all the detritus all over you. But they've done really well this year.
And a question I know I've asked you before, what about rust on hollyhocks? Because I have got some of the bottom leaves on my hollyhocks at the moment, very rusty. Can we do anything about it?
You can. I don't spray chemicals. I try and be sustainable as possible. So if you did want to spray, you could use a rose clear. But for me, it's slightly harmful for bees, so I don't. So the alternative is to remove those leaves, dispose of them by putting in your council collected green bin waste, and that will get composted at a much higher temperature than it can be done at home.
Yeah.
Keep removing it. Mulch from the bottom to stop any spread. If you do water them, and I don't water mine that are in the ground because they're pretty drought tolerant, but if you do water them from the base, and just be, you know, make sure there's plenty of airflow, and enjoy the plants for the flowers, and accept that you will get a bit of rust.
Look, good luck with your hollyhocks and your cosmos. Do you ever open your gardens, Jonathan?
We'll be doing. Possibly, it sounds really silly, it's possibly not now until 2025, because we're going to have a go at the Chelsea Flower Show, which as an amateur is maybe a huge amount of work for next year.
The challenge is always, and I talk to any producer, is going to be to get the flower to flower at the right time, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And that was the same at Hampton Court, is that you are judged on a specific time on a day. Doesn't matter if your flowers look great for the public for the rest of the week.
No.
You are judged on that day.
Jonathan, as always, it's lovely chatting with you, and congratulations. I look forward to hearing more about the cosmos and, of course, the hollyhocks as well.